Support for NPR comes from Cargill. Collaborate, create, succeed. This is how Cargill works with customers. Stories online at cargillcreates.com.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Indiana will reimburse the Indiana Toll Roads private operator for temporarily waiving fees during recent flood-related highway closures. A spokeswoman for Governor Mitch Daniel says it is yet unclear how much it will cost the state to reimburse Mercury Sintra for the lost tolls. The funds will come from the $3.8 billion the state got from the Foreign Consortium for a 75-year lease agreement to operate the toll road. The tolls were temporarily suspended Tuesday after parts of Interstate 8094 were closed by flooding. Meanwhile, Indiana state officials say power has been restored to 94% of the Indiana homes and businesses that lost power last weekend when high winds raked the state. The most recent Homeland Security update reported that all but 31,000, mostly southeastern Indiana, homes and businesses are still without power. State officials say some homes and businesses may not have power restored until Wednesday. Officials with the Federal Aviation Administration say O'Hare International Airport's $15 billion expansion may not be enough to keep up with the overall demand for air travel. The head of the FAA says Chicago may need a third airport. Tony Arnold reports.
The idea for a third airport has been debated for years. Tony Molinaro is a spokesperson for the FAA. He says air ridership is expected to increase in the coming years, and Chicago needs to plan accordingly.
It would be started with something small. I'm sure it could be a startup as a small, you know, general aviation airport, maybe some cargo.
But Chicago Mayor Richard Daley isn't sold on the idea.
How do you build a new airport? Very, very challenging today. And the way international flights are going to be, and only going to be about 7 hubs in the country. That's all it's going to be because of cost factor.
5 years ago, Daley ordered the destruction of Meigs Field, an airport located near downtown. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson is calling on Congress to ban campaign contributions from a major financial institution for members of financial oversight committees. Jackson says oversight committee members can't take campaign money from companies and industries they oversee and retain credibility as regulators.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Bush administration and Congress are hustling this weekend to design a sweeping rescue package for banks and other financial institutions. The plan is to triage the nation's hemorrhaging financial system by allowing the federal government to buy risky mortgages and mortgage-backed securities. The bailout comes with an enormous price tag, and backers hope to be able to work out the details in just a few days so lawmakers can vote this coming week. NPR Scott Horsley joins us to help us understand the plan. Scott, some details of the proposal are trickling out. What do you know?
Leanne, the biggest detail is that enormous price tag you mentioned, $700 billion over the next 2 years. That's about 35% more than the government spends for the defense budget every year. One of the questions had been whether hedge funds or pension funds could participate, and that's one of many details that lawmakers and the administration are negotiating this weekend.
So how has Congress responded so far?
There does seem to be a bipartisan sense of urgency that something has to happen here and that this is not a time for too much politics. There's also a concern, though, about protecting taxpayers and, for Democrats in particular, about protecting homeowners. You know, it doesn't look very good to be helping Wall Street that funded the housing bubble if you're not at the same time providing some relief for homeowners who've seen their home values drop and who are struggling to pay their mortgage. There's also an economic calculation there, because if you can help people to stay in their homes paying something on their mortgage, then these distressed securities will be worth more in the long run than if those homeowners just leave the keys on the table and walk away.
Scott, how did it get to the point where the government is debating this kind of expenditure, $700 billion, in a single weekend?
Well, you know, for months now, Leanne, the government has basically been putting out financial fires. Bear Stearns 6 months ago, Fannie and Freddie more recently, just this past week, AIG. And each time the Fed or the Treasury would douse one fire, another would pop up somewhere else. In effect, we've just got a lot of dead wood from all these bad mortgage securities just waiting to burn. And so the administration has finally decided that it's time to go in there and clear out all that dead brush. We know that President Bush likes to clear brush. He didn't want to make